getting a new one or one from a wreck trailer or parted out trailer, you're sort of stuck with what you got.
So that's something to consider if you're interested in a 50s or a 60s era. Fred, what are the amenity changes between the 40s and the 50s era trailers?
What are the what kinds of changes?
The amenities that they would have inside the trailer. You know,
well, like, the amenities migrated to smaller and shorter trailers. In the 40s, in the 28-foot Whirlwind, that was a custom trailer. You could get electric hot water heater in 1948 and 49, toilet, the bathroom, and so forth. The electric the water heaters up to 1955 tended to be electric because that's all that was available, or you could heat water on a stove and use that. In about 1955 or 56, somewhere around there, Bowen invented the propane hot water heater, and so that started showing up in 1957 on the International Series trailers. As far as heat, in the 40s, you could have propane, and very early it was not vented. In the later 40s, it was vented to the outside. You also had an oil burner available in the 40s and the early 50s. Oil seemed to go away about 1953 or so. And the propane heaters became the primary source of heat. In the early 50s, they were a tall cylinder, the panel ray or night and day heaters. And about 53, 54, instead of taking up a 1 foot circular footprint on the floor, they started building those into the wall. And so they became flat. And they usually appear just to the rear of the entry door is a popular place for them. And so the heaters became more built in over time.
And we had Dometic come into play too.
Yes. Yeah, they came in. And in the late 50s, there were a variety of different kinds of heaters. They'd put some in the floors in the small trailers where they didn't have enough room to put them in a wall. But propane stayed the main heat. And then for water systems, they started putting in water tanks and pressurizing them with air. And so they'd be pretty sturdy tanks, usually made of steel or something. And that would provide water under pressure. And they lasted till 1963.
And so before that, they didn't really have onboard water or black tanks?
Well, they didn't. They'd have water tanks that have manual pumps that you could move back and forth to get water from a tank up to a sink. But they didn't have a pressurized system. That probably showed up around, maybe the mid-50s. It was part of the international package. It was introduced in 1957 or 58. And then as far as toilets, most of the toilets in the 50s were dropped to daylight. You'd go dig a golfer hole, and they would use city water. And then once you had pressurized water on a trailer, you could use pressurized water to flush the toilet. And the black tanks were introduced, again, probably in 57 with the International and the Land Yacht self-contained packages. But in the early 50s, you'd just dig a hole and dump your waste into the hole in the ground.
So, Rob, you own a 58 Sovereign of the Road. What insight can you give the listeners on restoring a 58?
There's all kinds of insight. Like I said throughout many of the shows, I had a list of things that Colin had given me when I was picking that trailer up and knowing what it was going to need. One of the big things I probably learned in the whole realm of things is on the amenity side is the electrical system on board. Mine was just 110. Had the